You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The government will keep growth concerns absolutely on top while firming up proposals for the next budget and also take into account the need to tackle inflation risks, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said, responding to a question on the financial year 24 budget during a chat with economist Ishwar Prasad at the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C. The minister also flagged elevated oil prices as one of the biggest worries for the economy. She said specifics of the budget for financial year 24 may be difficult at this stage because it's a bit too early, but broadly the growth priorities will be kept absolutely on the top. Inflation concerns will also have to be addressed, but then how would you manage growth would be the natural question. Meanwhile, retail inflation inched up to 7.41% in September from 7% in August, official data showed on Wednesday. Also, industrial output unexpectedly shrank 0.8% in August from a year ago, against a modest rise of 2.2% in July. The first contraction in industrial production in 1.5 years in August, albeit on an unfavorable base, and a further rise in inflation to a 5-month peak in September just complicated the task of both monetary and fiscal authorities. The Reserve Bank of India will now be forced to raise the benchmark lending rate yet again. In December, while striving to ensure a soft landing for the economy, the government meanwhile will have to scour for ways to stimulate growth without stoking further price pressure. Moving on, the centre will provide an additional Rs 22,000 crore to the state-run oil marketing companies to compensate them for the under-recoveries on cooking gas between June 2020 and June 2022. The Union Cabinet approved this one-time grant for Indian Oil, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum. Share prices of all three companies rose on Wednesday, with IOC closing 1.89% higher, while BPCL and HPCL ended with gains of 0.85% and 0.05% respectively on the BSE. The government in a statement said, during the period from June 2020 to June 2022, the international prices of LPG increased by around 300%. However, to insulate consumers from fluctuations in international LPG prices, the cost increase was not fully passed on to consumers of domestic LPG. Accordingly, domestic LPG prices have raised by only 72% during this period. This has led to significant losses for these OMCs. Next up, industry. The government will sell part of its residual stake in Vedanta-controlled Hindustan Zinc in the current fiscal. Department of Investment and Public Asset Management Secretary Tuhin Kanta Pandey told FE. Besides, he said an expression of interest will be invited for strategic sales of Container Corporation and two former Air India arms, Air Transport Services and Air India Engineering Services, by November-December. The timing and tranche of HZL stake sale will be decided in consultation with advisors and after gauging the feedback to be received in roadshows, Pandey said. The domestic and global roadshows for HZL residual stake sale through offer for sale route will begin this month. In other news, Jio Satellite Communications, a unit of telecom operator Reliance Jio, has got a license from the Department of Telecommunications to offer satellite-based communication services in the country. The company received the Global Mobile Personal Communication by Satellite license on Tuesday, according to the people aware of the matter. With this, Jio Satellite has become the second company after Bharti Group-backed OneWeb to get a GMPCS license from the government. A GMPCS license is issued by the government for 20 years, which allows companies to offer satellite communication services in licensed service areas. Jio Satellite was expected to comply with the license requirements and sign the agreement within this week, the basis which it was to be given the license to operate satellite communications services in the country, FE had reported earlier. And lastly, some legal drama. The Supreme Court on Wednesday did a U-turn and decided to hear in chambers and not in open court. The SEBI's petition seeking a review of its August 5th judgment that had directed the market regulator to share certain documents with Reliance Industries. The company claims these records will exonerate it and its promoters from criminal prosecution initiated in a case related to the alleged irregularities in the acquisition of its shares between 1994 and 2000. While the the case was listed for hearing on Wednesday in the open court at 3:55 p.m. It was not taken up. However, a short order was later uploaded on the court's website stating that SEBI's application for seeking an open court hearing is rejected. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.